There was a young child on Sunday evening who prayed in the pure innocence of his childhood, "Lord, dear God, we had such a great time in church today. I wish you could have been there." We laugh because how can you imagine praying without God? And often people will say, "My prayer is not sincere. I don't feel my prayer." And I say to you, half of every prayer ever prayed is 100% perfect, because half of every prayer is God's part. Prayer is not a monologue. It is not a projection of the psyche subjectively realizing what we want. It is a dialogue where we speak to God and God speaks to us. He has something to say. Christian mysticism is not a collection of exercises where you do this and that happens. We have this great variable called God, and God does what he wants, when he wants. So when you ask the creator of the universe, who sustains all existence that is not seen by any telescope, you are inviting beautiful things to happen if you pay attention and you realize that God is involved in your prayer. This is a dangerous thing because we like to keep God out of our lives. I had a friend once who had an icon in his kitchen, and he said every time he wanted to sin, he turned the icon around. I go, "Really? Is your theology that deep and your life so shallow?" But we do it often. Sometimes we daydream and we think, "Oh, I'm not praying." Why not? Why not daydream with God? When you're thinking about your car, your child, your husband, your life, your health, you're thinking about something that is important to you. Invite God in. During the entire liturgy, we say in Ukrainian, "Самі себе один одного і все життя наше Христу Богові віддаймо." Let us together, ourselves and one another, give our whole life to Christ our God. Religion is a dangerous thing because it will demand for you to change and be better. And we are often like children who are afraid of the light. Because when we're young, you're afraid of the dark. When you get older, you're afraid of the light. Like children, we say, "God, do I have to do all the things that are better for me? Do I have to eat better, live better, and do all the things that are healthy? But I don't want to." Like the little boy who prayed, "God, make me a better boy, but if not, that's okay. I'm having a great time being a bad boy." Because religion, when it's taken seriously, when the Creator is invited into your life, we have to give up stuff that is bad for us. But it feels so good, and we're so used to it. The most difficult thing to move is the human will and the human heart. And this is what true religion asks us to do. So the next time you daydream, when you think about all those things that are important to you, daydream with God. Invite him into your life. Give yourself to him and invite him into your heart. Then ask for the courage to do the good things that you know you should do. How often teenagers will tell you, "I know, Mom, I know, Dad." And you as a parent say what? "Well, do it." We as adults are teenagers in God's eyes. And we say, "I know I should do this, God." And God says, "Well, then do it." And when you don't have the courage, pray to God to do it. So if you have a good time in church, say thank you, God, because there is a fine line between entertainment and prayer. Some people who get married don't want a relationship, they want to be entertained. Some people who come to church don't want to pray, they want to be entertained. When you leave today, say sincerely, I open my heart and my life to God because I need help to make the change that I know I should be making in my life because I love my God and I love my family enough to want to become a better me. And the dangerous part is God will listen to you, help you, and never leave you. Slava Isusu Hristu!